Voters approved ballot measure 2 last night. The measure makes legal the production, sale, and use of marijuana for Alaskans over 21 years old. Washington, D.C. and Oregon approved similar measures. Today, supporters laid out the plan for how the initiative will move forward. 90 days after the vote results are certified, the initiative becomes law and marijuana use will no longer be a state crime. A 9-month rulemaking process follows. Campaign spokesman Taylor Bickford says this 9-month process will enable Alaskans on both sides of the legalization campaign an opportunity to weigh in on how the law should be implemented. Bickford says that will help Alaska avoid making mistakes that other states, like Washington, may have made when they wrote rules on the front end of their legalization push.
We'll have more flexibility in coming to those decisions, which I think ultimately is good, because we'll have the ability to learn from what's happened in those states, to learn from what happens in those states over the course of the next year, as opposed to if we had all of that written in at the beginning of the initiative, there would have been less flexibility and you would have been stuck with some of those decisions. It also gives Alaskans from various stakeholder groups the opportunity to engage in the process and to have a role in the process, and I think that's going to be incredibly important.
Bruce Schulte with the Coalition for Responsible Cannabis Legislation said CRCL is a group of Alaskan business leaders from across Alaska who see the new law as the start of a legitimate industry.
Just as the name would imply, the goal really is to work with the legislature and their control board and all of the other various groups on the rulemaking process, so that at the end of the rulemaking period, we've got a set of rules that make sense, that address all the concerns that folks have and allow a legitimate marijuana industry to thrive in the state.
Bickford says if the state does not set its own regulations within the 9-month window, regulatory authority would then be transferred to municipalities to implement the measure as they see fit.